Blog Talk Radio.
Queenie, listen, what awesome show we have for you tonight.
We hope that you enjoy it. So why don't we get it started? We'll wait for Shazam to come on the line a little later. But I want to start the show off. Let's see. We always start off with Billy Cook. Let's see what else I can find. Then we'll hit a little Billy Cook a little later on in the show. Okay, so let's see. Let's play. Oh, my God. Listen. So much good stuff on here. Let's play Q Stone, Bless Somebody, right here on 5926.
Speak. Many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing. Come on. Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dumb. Living check to check, just one paycheck for being broke. Being broke. And don't let nothing happen like your car break down on top of what you already owe. We all been there. Some still there. It don't matter where you at, man. God don't care. I know things might look bad for you, but there's a whole lot of people doing worse than you. You might not think you got a whole lot, but when you give what you can, that's a whole lot. And that's the word for you. If you're gonna be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody. Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just put it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on. And I ain't just talking about money, Jack. I'm talking about love where your heart at. Put some time to the side, you can give back. God gave you a gift, you can use that. Go ahead and give a dollar to the homeless. A lot of people on the streets really hungry. Or you can just pray for your homies. This year, everybody get a bonus.
Hey.
Just bless somebody.
Body.
Just help somebody.
Body.
Go and bless somebody. Go and help somebody. It don't matter how you do it. You ain't even got to tell nobody. Get your mind off material things and start thinking about a spiritual change. And that's the word for you. If you're going to be a godly liver, then you got to be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody. Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just put it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Welcome back, welcome back. That song say, bless somebody. It don't matter what you got. Just put it in a pot and watch God do a whole lot. All right, look, excited about the show tonight. The past year leading up to, oh my God, this moment has been, I wouldn't say nerve-wracking, but I can say it's been a weight. And sometimes you think that weight is gone. And then you sit down, you're by yourself, you know, and it just comes all over you again. So I have really been in on a roller coaster ride, emotions, you know, everything. And hopefully I can be better for the things that I do. Podcast for, you know, my family, you know. But first, you got to be more for yourself. You know, a lot of times we give out so much out here, but, oh, I'm always giving and I'm always doing. But this is the thing. Self-care is important because you'll give out so much stuff till you have nothing left. So when you have nothing left and you're still giving, where are you giving from? What are you giving from? And self-care, I'm not talking about your feet done. Yeah, do that. But I'm talking about mentally. What's going on with you mentally? You know, and sometimes we analyze stuff to death. So we can't get peace. We can't get relief because we are just, things are just on our mind, things we have no control over, things that are not going to change by in the morning. And it bogs us down. So it's important that you say, hold up, wait a minute. Let me sit down. Let me process what's going on with me. Then once I can pinpoint what's going on with me, then I can go to the doctor. And I'm talking about spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever you need to do for yourself. Because you don't want to be in a place where you think you are right, you pass out somewhere or something. You know, you want to make sure that you are okay. Back in the day, people love to call people selfish. You know, they do it today a lot. But back then, you know, we're talking a lot about self-care 2023, but back in the 90s, baby, listen, oh, people were quick to call you selfish. All you do is think about yourself. But if I don't think about myself, then how can I be what I need to be for you or what I need to be for myself? You know, people would love to use all of your peace up, all of your joy, all of your, you know, they love to use it up, you know, and then turn around, you know, and throw it in your face. So what you need to do is make sure you take care of you. Make sure you take care of you. A lot of people have nervous breakdowns, mental, you know. Let's get focused. Let's be sincere. Let's be real. Let's function in reality. And let's take care of ourselves, y'all. I mean, it is important. It is important, you know. And like I say, a lot of people, you get caught up with doing. You get caught up with helping. You get caught up things and, But listen, you need to make sure that you are all right, okay? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more. This is Queenie on 5926 Central.
Come on. I just where you
yeah.
are. If it's in the park,
it's with me, so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you bright as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let the wind loose. I love being with you, we in the coupe. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like a fed. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sense of style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Just wanna be, hey, where you are. All I'm saying, and I can't wait till I got my boo thing, and I can say that too. So I tell you what, you know, to my boo to be, to my boo to be, I want you to know, when we get together, this is my vibe. All I'm saying. You're listening to 5926 Central with none other than your host, Queenie. I want to just give my apologies. Past 2 weeks, we have not been on. I am employed, okay? So, you know, sometimes my schedule runs into my showtime, and it is frustrating, okay? It's frustrating. But I want you to just, you know that we ain't going nowhere, you know? Sometimes we run into some glitches. Hey, but guess what? We still here. We are still here. Now, so we're going to continue on. Y'all know I said we were going to play a little bit of Cook. You know, we're going to do that a little later on in the show. Okay, but I do want to get to the song in the, you know, that I want to play. Now, I play songs by Cassie, and now he's Hood, I think it's Hood Baby on Instagram. You can look him up as well on Dynasty Records. And also, he has a clothing line called Rare, Real and Respected Everywhere. And let me tell you, the clothing line it took off, and we want you to make sure that you get your order in. This is the audio, so I can't show you the merch, but I can tell you where you can go. So it's Really Respected Everywhere. That's on Instagram. Go in. It's called One Day.
I got a lot on my mind.
I got a lot on my mind.
Take it one day at a time.
Take it one day at a time.
I gotta get what's mine.
I gotta get what's mine.
One day I'm gon' shine.
Yeah,
yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm doing niggas like Kobe. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me. Don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie.
On the beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me. And we gon' catch us behind me. Better not be acting, they grind me. We'll drop through like it's slimy. I saw your bitch in the comments. She said she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Don't like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be first. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not trying to be the same. It's these niggas. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm creeping up slowly, like I'm riding in a stoli. Pray my homie never folding. If I'm out, you know I'm holding. Switching lanes, real smoking. If she see me, she gon' ride me. Treat a nigga like a Harley. I ain't new to the bopping. Niggas mad tryna copy. I just wanna get some sloppy. I don't let hoe niggas rhyme me. I know you hate that I'm honest. Paint sweet like pumpkins. Eat the beat like dumplings. Hop out the porch, I start running. Put some respect on my name. All of my heart and my pain. That's what I put in this game. I'm coming in with a bang. We do not play by no chain. We'll swing through in that thing. I'm not worried about no fame. I'm just tryna make a stain. Never mention my name. With these niggas. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl whose love was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bar. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With a passion rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. Mine's a ring of more, and for she looked well. In harmony, she led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With a passing rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My I want you, I need you, I love you, you're my forever.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to 5926 Central with none other than your host. Amen. One of your hosts. Y'all going to hear me say amen a lot because it's in there. Okay, so we want to get into your weather. But you know what's going on? Y'all listen. Look, and I'm hesitant about sharing the weather for Houston because it changes so much. So it's, you know, what do you do? For real, what do you do? I'm serious. The weather is so crazy. You know, you prepare for one thing and another thing happens. I believe it rained today. You know, it was sunny, then it, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, let's see what's going on in the weather. Well, it looks like it's still loading. So let's see what's happening Tuesday. Tuesday is going to be partly sunny. In other words, it's going to be clouds, okay? A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, northeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 20%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, oh, hump day. It says partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. East winds are from, let's see, 5 to 10 miles per hour. You're listening to 5926 Central. I'm trying to come up with a slogan for 5926 Central. Okay. And if y'all are listening, you want to send a suggestion. Okay, so 5926 Central. 5926 was the address, the street, the number of you know, of our address when we were kids. And when somebody would challenge us, or get in our face and try to tell us what to do, the first thing we would say, my mom and dad is at 5926, you know. And so it caught on. 5926 caught on. So when I got the idea to have a podcast with me and my sisters, just talking about current events, but also just talking about some of the things that we went through in, you know, in our childhood. And so that's what we came up with, 5926 Central. All right, if you got some ideas, please let me know. Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You can email us at mygospelsoul@live.com. All right? All right, this next song coming to you. Let's see. Just Wanna Be was my song. It was written about a person that I wanted to be around all the time but couldn't. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed that. Now, we're going to play a little bit by JP right here on 5926 Central.
Yeah. This is the life. I could be 100% with God and still have fun. Falling in love with Jesus, the best thing I ever done. Now I get paid for my service, not what I was looking for. I'm just doing this from my heart. For money, I'm getting more joy, more peace. I'm just trying to shed some light on how good to get near. When you get closer to Christ and you can help somebody's life and watch them put it in action, then they help somebody else and start a chain reaction. Man, the thought alone makes you want to do more. Realize my purpose on this earth, so I hopped on my J-O-B. 365, 24/7, your service to others is reservations for your room in heaven. Now, follow me, no, actually, follow God instead. The God is head of my life, and he is who led me to be this man I try to be daily. blessings I'm getting lately. Thanks to his baby Jesus, please believe us, unbelieve us, believe us when we say that he would never leave us. So just try for once, and I'm sure that you would never turn back. How you know? Cause I tried him, and it's the fact that this is the life. And I won't trade it with nobody, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody, this is the life. And I won't trade it with nobody, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody. See, I used to do a lot of things I would be ashamed to admit, but I speak it to help you get through. Now hear the words that I say, the key words is used to. I haven't changed everything, but a lot of things I don't do, I can't do. Too deeply rooted in the soil. See, I learned from the streets the importance of being loyal. Can't expect to get the blessings if you can't trust you. To keep the faith and put him first in whatever you do. I smoke weed, pop it, so dope, so yes. Put a gun to a dude's neck, make threats, I regret. Disrespected a lot of women, plenty of premarital sex. Yes, the devil had me gone, but then change came next. That old same, help me switch it up, the one we neglect. That we done made another day, but we ain't promised the next. Whether prostitution, crack or whatever, don't never hold back. He bought you through so you can tell the whole world that this is the life. And I won't trade it with nobody, see, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody, this is the life. And I won't trade it with nobody, see, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody.
What better life when you have a job that pay less than the job before, but dealing with God, a job that pay less, you tend to have more. What life to live when you in the word, play the rules how I go, and it's become your footstool, and friends turn out of foe. Is this the life, or straight is the gate, and narrow is the road, and with years of shedding tears turn into rainbows. The life with ups turn from downs, and gain earn from falls, and yes turn from nows, and frowns turn into smiles. Is this the life with grace given, and the reason we celebrate Christmas, Christmas Eve, Easter Sunday, and Thanksgiving, a life where miracles happen. The reason I'm rapping, the reason behind the hallelujahs and the Holy Ghost catching, the life in situations you're facing, you know you make it through. That life that you pursue, that Hakuna Matata attitude, that life that Paul said to live is when you die, it's a gain, and you can do all things through Christ, man.
This is the life, and I won't trade it with nobody, see, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody, this is the life. And I won't trade it with nobody, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody.
Nino, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it, light trail ride. Two dough on that cow hide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day?
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, Kangos. I'm country.
You hear the country talk. You see the country walk. You feel a country homie. You feel the country homie. I'm country. Country, yeah, we own that. Atlanta back to Houston, got them loving every song now.
got something in the cooler. Tell the whole world what the country did to you. I'm country.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
That was Marcel Casanova, country. Well, okay, so the video is on YouTube, all right, Feel Good Music. You can go to that channel and check it out. It was shot in our hometown, which is Douglasville. Well, we say Atlanta, Texas, because 59 goes, you know, Highway 59, goes through Atlanta, Texas. And so we turn off of 59 to go into the sticks, into the woods, to get to Douglasville. So anytime anybody asks where we're from, we say Atlanta, Texas. That's easier for you. And, you know, we went to Atlanta primary, elementary, high school, junior high, Atlanta. And now watch this. Our mascot is a buff rabbit. Now, well, our family migrated to Houston, okay? We moved to Houston. We was in Dallas for a little while as well. We moved to Houston. We moved back to Atlanta for a little while. Then, you know, we settled down in Houston. We went from Pasadena. When we got out here, we went to Pasadena. You know, I remember the name of my school. I was at Miller. I believe that was a junior high. Yes. And was a star athlete in basketball, yes. Then we didn't see many black folks. So we moved to a house in South Park, which is in the middle It's my Lord. So, you know, that's how we got to Houston. Okay, so that song, Country, brings home because, baby, boots, jeans, come on, flannels. look, my uncle had a tow yard, a wrecking yard, where he had just cars and pieces of cars and trucks everywhere. And all they did was go out there, put a car together, listen. And those were the days when we were young. Because we played outside, we raced, we wrestled, we footballed. Yes, I was out there playing football. And we did all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was the life. It was the life. So that song is what's up. All right, you're listening to 5926 Syndrome. Have a good time with you tonight. Let's see what else we can play for you tonight. You know, while we do that, I was watching this dating show, and it was called, I think it was called The Queen's Court. And Tamar Braxton, I forget the other two ladies that were on. One was from, anyway, I forgot the name, but the concept is it's just like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but it's a tad bit different. And I like the way it was set up, but I was listening to the conversation between the two because women had children and men had, you know, it was, and they had a certain amount of time to get to know each other, decide if they are interested or if they want them to go. Then they brought in another group of men, and the three ladies sit, you know, would talk and mingle and, you know, pick some men out of that or send some men home. And when they got down to the core group, I kind of liked it. I liked how they had conversations. One of the guys, you know, he was forced because you can't, you know, forced to come out of his shell. Because, you know, everybody put on their best self, you know. And I hear people say they representative. So a lot of people put on the representative, you know, and everything. But when you're on this type of show and you're looking for love and you're trying to be, you have to come on out that shell. Because nobody wants to get you home and find out that you are a stark raving lunatic. So it was nice to just see people relax and show people who they really are. I'm newly single, so my experience with dating was not good. So I'm on a hiatus. I'm on a break from dating. I'm not interested in dating anybody. I'm not interested in anybody being in my space. I'm still working on some stuff that needs to get out of my system, okay? But at the same time, I haven't been in the dating thing, game, or however they say it, in a long time. So some of the language is happening and some of the and to me, I just feel like let's just talk to each other. Let's just say what's on our mind. Be real from the beginning, but so many people are hurt and broken and beat up and scarred till it's hard to find people who are not in representative mode. It's hard to find somebody who's not playing games, you know. And see, I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 46. I don't have time to be sitting here trying to peel off all your layers. Come on with it. Be who you are. So I think that's fair. So a person can make a decision if I want to talk to you or not. You know, let me see who you really are. Let's, you know, if you like going to the movies, take me to the movies. You know, don't be trying to, you know, spend the last of your money or however you do it on an expensive dinner that you're not going to enjoy and I'm not going to enjoy and we're already nervous. Let's go to the movies. You know, some people, and I'm not tripping on your standards, but you should want to get to know who a person really is. And a lot of folks, oh, he has to have this amount of money. He has to buy me gifts. He has to do this and that. And at the same time, we all have a different love language. But is that a love language or is that, you know, you tripping with yourself? So make sure while you're out here dating in this crazy world that you are being authentic. Because I'm going to tell you, this girl right here, I do not like for people to waste my time. I could just take off running right now. It frustrates me so bad. Why do you waste my time? Another one of my pet peeves is if we're together, we make a decision that we're going to talk to each other. Me and you, I like phone calls. I'm not going a week without talking to you. I'm not doing that. You know, I like attention. My love language is touch and communication and attention. That's mine. You know, so, you know, we can't play games and be, you know, I can't play around with you. I just have to tell you the straight up truth, you know. And guess what? I'm going to say, well, you know what? God bless. And I don't like, no, look, don't do weird stuff. Don't do weird stuff. Oh, you need to, this time I'm going to be all, you know, get it together. Be authentic. Give the young lady or the young man a chance to make their own decision. Don't manipulate, you know. And I know a lot of men listen to what she says she wants, and they change themselves into that. But you can't maintain that, sir. You can't maintain that. Be you. Let me be me. And then let's see how this works. Opposites attract, you know. Sometimes people who like all the same stuff don't get along, you know. People go on this whole little, what's your sign? Mine is stop. I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. Are doing too much extra stuff. Just get rid of all of that stuff and present yourself, okay, because you don't want later for this person to resent the fact they got with you. Because now all of a sudden, 3 months later, you real. I always tell people anyway, wait 3 months. You wait 3 months, and I promise you, you're going to find out who this person is. And sometimes people hold on to folks for 1% or for 10%. You don't, listen, stop holding on to folks for 10%. And a lot of folks, they got this one over here that's 10, this one over here that's 40, this one over here, come on now. Be patient enough to wait. If you just date, you just date. But if you decide, because somebody asked if you say you're dating someone, dating to some people is I'm dating multiple people. I'm dating right now. I'm not getting serious. I'm dating. But some people say dating, and they are saying that they are with you. Okay? I'm dating this guy, you know. So make sure, too, that you get an understanding of where that person is. Some people say they're dating, then they're having sex with you like they are with you, like they date you. So you need to get a clear understanding before them clothes come off. You need to get a clear understanding because some people, even emotionally, people get attached to people. You haven't touched no part of them, but they get emotionally attached. That's why it's important. And then when somebody tell you, hey, I am dating multiple, I'm not settling down with just one person, I don't want to be a girlfriend or a boyfriend right now, then in your head, don't start a conversation saying you can make them want you or you can change their mind. You're headed for destruction. I'm just telling you. All right, this has been good. I am happy to be with you on tonight. But guess what? All good things come to an end. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. This has been 5926 Central with none other than your host, Queenie, and Shazam. I guess we'll catch you on the next go-round. Y'all have a good night. Peace.